Okay.
All right, so tonight we're going to start, hopefully finish Perek Lamed Beis, and as you could well imagine, the commentary here on Perek Lamed Beis is really, really extensive, because the topic is Ahavas Yisrael. And there's a tremendous amount of raid to talk about the concept. So here we go, it's on page Mem Aleph in Tanya. Vehine, al yidei kiyum advarim anal, by living the what we've been discussing. What does that mean? And he summarizes. Liyos gufay nibzav nimas b'yainov. That the tachlis is. Remember, we're dealing with a person who has two very vibrant neshamas. A godly soul that wants to connect to God. And an animal soul that wants to connect to steak and beer. And these two forces are vibrant, clashing souls. They're constantly beating at each other. As he put it in earlier terms, you've got two kings warring over a city, each one claiming that they run the town. So one of the methods that he discussed in the last three prokim is Leah's gufa nivzev nimis beinov, that his body and his animal drive should be disgusting and revolted in his eyes. Rak simchas haitia simchas hanefesh levad, as he discussed at the end of the last chapter, that the joy that a person should sense is not despite his bodily drives, but due to the fact that most of the time my neshama is in such horrible exile in my body, and then I have the opportunity to learn some Torah, or I have the opportunity to daven, or I have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, and I'm able to release my godly soul from its prison in my body, and it's able, at least momentarily, to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that becomes the source for the person's joy, the fact that they're able to restore the connection between their neshama and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So every time a person has an opportunity to do a mitzvah, it becomes a tremendous relief. Wow, you know, what an escape from the prison of the body. So the neshama's consciousness is raised, the body is... Okay, look, I'm stuck here. This is the way it is. Okay, so we're trying to shift the regard and the importance given to the neshama over the body. So the joy, the source for joy, is simchas hanefesh levada. Is he's going to give us a telltale simon. We'll see in the coming weeks how the other Talmid Baal Shem describe this. But this method of raising the consciousness of the neshama, demoting the body, hare zu derech yeshara vikala, this is the straightest, easiest path, lovoi liyadei kiyo mitzvahs v'yahavta l'racha kamecha. This is the easiest way, and the straightest way, to come to loving other Jews. L'chol nefesh mi'yisrael, for every single Jew, l'migod avad katan, from the greatest Jew to the smallest Jew. What is the Shaykhis? So let's see. He explains as follows. Because due to the fact that his body is disgusting in his eyes, conversely, the levels of soul, of nefesh and ruach, that the Beinon he has, right? He's not talking about Neshama and Chaya, Yechida. Those are for great people. But basically, the things that you and I share with the dogs, and hopefully sometimes a little bit of Ruach. So, we can't even begin to fathom how great they are in their root and in their source in the living God. So, with regard to the amount of value given to the body versus the Neshama, there's no comparison. Each of us knows that our neshama is of an incredible value, and our bodies are of so much less. Now, what's more? And b'shigam shekulon mas imais v'yavev l'chun lono, because once we identify with the neshama, we recognize that all of us, every single one of us, comes from one father, Ulachein nikru kol Yisrael achim mamish. For this reason, all Jews are called brothers, literally mitzad shayrish nafsham b'Hashem echad, because of their root of their neshamas in one God. The only thing is, rak shehagufim mechulakim. The only thing that separates us are our bodies. But on the neshama level, we're all one. So to the degree that a person identifies neshama over body, to that degree are they able to come together as one. Masha'enke, people who identify as bodies, clearly that is going to lead to pirud levavos, that's going to lead to machlekes and to fighting. And because what you have and I can't, the Mittler Rebbe was known to have said as follows. That when you get two Jews together, that it's always much more powerful than one Jew. Why? Because anytime you get two Jews together, their neshamas both want the same thing for each other, for one another. Their bodies are only interested in their own needs. So the steak that you eat, I can't eat, and the steak that I eat, you can't eat. But your ruchnias, your spiritual heights, is as much my goal as it is your goal. So if you get two Jews together, and they serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu together, it's always going to be two against one. Because their neshamas are going to bond towards the same goal, and their bodies will remain apart. He says that's the value of always creating a chaver to serve Hashem with another person, because then you have two souls against one. Now, continuing on. Ulechein ha'isim gufamikar v'nafsham b'teila. Therefore, those people who make their bodies their main staple and their souls become secondary is i'ef sh'liyos ahava v'yachva mitis b'neiam. There's never going to be true love among them. Ela atzluya b'davar levade. Every form of friendship that you ever see which is not neshama based, is a system where one person is using somebody else. Those are the only kinds of friendships that exist. Either because they're attractive, or they have talent, or they're able to use their brains. There's something that one person is using the other person for. And that's what the Mishnah calls Ahava Tzeluya B'Davar. It is love which is dependent upon something else. The next thing he says here is Oyim V'Noyer, guys. Vizesh Omar Hillel Hazaken Hillel, you know the famous story with the non-Jew who comes to Hillel and says, convert me on one foot. So Hillel says to Mad the son of Loch Lechavach Lesavit V'idach Pirushi Zilgibar. What is disdained, disliked to your friend, do not do. The rest is commentary, go and learn. Similarly, you find in the Rashi brings in Chumash, says Rashi, Zek Klal Godol B'Torah. This is a rule. What's going on with both of these statements? Look what he says. V'zesh Ome Hillel Azokein, this is what the elderly Hillel said, Akia Mitzvah Zu, about this mitzvah. Zeu Kola Torah Kula. The mitzvah of loving somebody else is the whole Torah. V'idach Pirush, the rest is commentary. What's pshat? What kind of statement is that? Because ki yisoid v'shoirish kol ha-Torah, because the root and the foundation of the entirety of Torah hu la'agbiya hu la'halos ha-nefesh ha-laguf. The goal, the purpose of Torah is to elevate the consciousness of the neshama, of the nefesh, over the body, mila to an extreme, ad ikri v'shoresh d'kol almin, until the person raises his neshama to the source and the root of all the world. V'gam l'ham shachar in tzayv baruch hu b'knesses Yisrael. And in turn, when a person does that, he's able to bring down the infinite light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the people of Klal Yisrael. K'may she'echtev, the commoners will write later. Da'ayinu b'mikar nishmas Klal Yisrael. This is the shechina, this the root, the source of all neshamas. L'meve echad b'echad dafke. Where the Rebbeinu Shalom will find himself only in a place where there is Jewish unity. The Rebbeinu Shalom will not appear when there is separation between the Shamas. because the Rebbeinu Shalom will not dwell in a place where there is a flaw. Ukemayshal Emrim, like we say in Shemena Esra, Barcheinu Avinu, when can Hashem bless us? If it's Kulanu Ke'echod, when we're all together as one. B'yar Panecha, Kemayshal Echter, B'amokamacha Barichos. So what's he saying? What does it mean? This is the source, the root of all the Torah, the rest of it is commentary. Because the only way to come to be after Racha Kamecha, the only way to come to love another person, is where the neshama becomes primary, which is the goal and the tachlis of all of Yiddishkeit, of all of Torah practice, is to make the neshama a reality. V'idach pirusha, everything else we do is only commentary and helping us arrive at that place where the neshama becomes the ikar. It's all commentary. Everything else is just towards this goal. What the Rebbe Melech says in Naaman the Melech. Vayidaba the Kim is called Advar Ma'ela Lamar. Hashem spoke all of these things, the entirety of Torah. Lamar, that a Jew will say, Anoichi Hashem Alekach, I am Hashem your God. That's what it's all about. It's all about the consciousness of a Jew, that this is who we are. Aye. He says, what do you do with the fact that which the Gemara says, that somebody who sees that their friend did a sin, mitzvah the sanoi, so there's a mitzvah to hate him. And you should also say to his teacher to hate him. So what do you do with the fact? Now you're introducing hate. You just said you gotta love every Jew, and now you're saying here that you gotta hate him. Says Valtanya, next page 82. Haino bechaveiroi b'toiru mitzvahs. You know what it means about chaveiroi? It means, first of all, that he is a frum Jew. Meaning that he knows better. Number two, ukvar kayim by mitzvahs echeach teichiach esam yisach. The second thing is that you've already warned him. And you've rebuked him. And you've reached out to him and told him what he's doing is wrong. Meaning, it's a kind of Jew who is your equal in Torah mitzvahs. And then, Vafal Pikein, despite all of your warning and all of your mussar, and the fact that he knows better, the person did not do tshuva. But first of all, somebody who you don't have a relationship with. And you don't know the guy. About this, again, the Mishnah says, Havim mitalmid of Shel Aaron, a person should be a disciple of Aaron HaKohen, who was Ayev Shalom, he was a pursuer of peace, Ayev Sabrius, the Mekarvan the Torah. So he's saying, I'm proving to you, the Mishnah itself says that you got to reach out to this Jew and bring him close. Well, how does that consistent with the fact that you're supposed to hate somebody who's an Avayan? And why you see clearly that must refer specifically to a person who knows better, and a person you've already been mekayim achiach techiach, and then despite that, he doesn't come back, then you have permission to hate him. Says the Baal Tanya, Loimar, this comes to tell us, Sha'af harichoikim mitoiros Hashem v'avidosoi, that means that you got to reach out and love oyev esabriyes, even those who are distant from Torah. And that's why the Mishnah refers to them as Abrias. We're not even talking about reaching out to holy Jews. No, stamp creations. Tzorich lemashchan, we must draw them in and draw them close. Bechevle avoysoi sahava, with ropes and chains of love. Vekula hai v'ulai, and if we reach out and we love and we yearn and we bring them in, yuchal v'kavon the Torah v'avedas Hashem. With love, we can bring them into Torah and serving Hashem. V'hen lo hivsid schar mitzvahs ahavas reyim. And what's more, v'hen lo, and if you can't and you're not successful in reaching out to them, bring them in. At least you will have fulfilled the mitzvah of loving another Jew. Now, v'gam ha-mikurav me'lo v'hoichicham, and even those who are close to you, and you did indeed give them mussar, and v'lo yishavu me'avayneseyam, and yet they didn't do tshuva. Shemitzvah the Sanoisam. So we're saying that that's the kind of guy that the Chazal tell us that you're supposed to hate him. Says the Baltanya. Nonetheless, mitzvah le'ahavim gamkin. While you're hating them, you got to love them too. Karlbach would have been proud. Ushteim hein emes. They're both true. Sino mitzad rashe bohem. The hatred is the hating the evil that is in them, the things that they did. V'ahava and love mitzad b'chinas ha'toiv ha'gonosh ha'behem. There must be love because of the vantage point of the good that is embedded in them. What is that good? Shunitzut elikus shabetoichom, the spark of godliness in their midst. Hamechayin nafshom elikis, that is giving their life, their godly soul, that a person has to love. He says, I don't care how big of a rasha. But they have a neshama, you got to love that neshama. No matter how far they've strayed. Secondly, v'gam lo'ir rachmin b'libay aleha. What's more, he says, how could a Jew look at another Jew who is the bearer of a nitzitziliki, of godly soul, and you see the guy struggling, you see the guy transgressing, how could a person not arouse heavenly mercy for that poor neshama that's stuck in this Jew who is a transgressor? That neshama is in the greatest form of galus possible. It's contained, it's trapped in evil and in the dark side that has overcome that person. So the person should plead for mercy for that poor guy. The pity that a person will have over that poor Jew's lost soul, that Rachmanis will nullify the hatred, and it will arouse having pity and pleading and begging for a person, will arouse the love. Pasuk says about Yankiv who redeemed Avram. So he's referring to the mid of Yankiv, that Rachmanis that will redeem the neshama of a Jew. So he says, "I. What do you do with the fact that David HaMelech says, V'lei Omer David HaMelech, Olav HaSholem, Tachlis Sina Sinesim? When did David HaMelech say that I hated them with the ultimate of hatred? Ela Alaminim V'apikursim? That refers to a special category of Jew, not sinners who are sinners from appetite. But this deals with people who are fundamentally in sichli, they are apikursim. Those types of people, there's tachlis sinna sinesim, that sinna, that's hatred, that's not tempered with love. Here he said you could hate the evil in them. But by apikursim, then it's tachlis innocentism. Then it's straight out hatred. Those people need to be distanced from us at a full distance. Saw this week.
Even if they don't know better.
Well, and they're not really apikurs. Right. That's Nebuchadnezzar apikurs. Daflo, again, was a Talmud of the Maggid. So Daflo said that he says that the Chazal say like this. The Medrash says in this week's parasha, Uvah Moshav Leitzim Lo Yoshav. David HaMelech says, fortune is the person who didn't sit in a Moshav Leitzim, is a dwelling place of scoffers. Zeh Kairach Vadosei. Who is a Moshav Leitzim? That refers to Kairach and his contingency. So says the Haflah that Teichacha, giving Musar, has two ways a person can give Musar. There's one person who did an Avera, and he considers himself a righteous Jew out of ignorance. He didn't know that it was wrong. What happens is the Yitzhar blinded him, led him to think that what he was doing was permissible, so he did it. So when somebody else comes along to him and says to him, you know, you're an Elohid, what you just did was forbidden. That's not allowed in halacha. So immediately the person ceases to do so. He says, you have another person who's a scholar, knows that it's wrong, but because his Yetzirah got the best of him, he stumbles and makes a mistake anyway. He says, that person, you need to speak to him about the Erenskite of the Aveira. That person, you need to say to him, do you realize what corruption goes on when you transgress an Aveira like this? Do you realize what the punishment for an Aveira like this is? Do you realize how much harm you're doing to your neshama and how much harm you're doing in the heavens above? There you need to use the outcome, because he knows that it's also, he just doesn't realize the severity of it. He says, but what happens if you have a person who considers himself a lamdin, he's a scholar, and a tzaddik at the same time? You have nothing left to say to the guy. Don't tell me about the punishments, because I'm a big tzaddik. Don't tell me about whether it's forbidden or not, because I know all about it. So he's a scholar and a tzaddik, so he knows. Somebody like that, he says, there's nothing left to talk to. Says the Hafla, that type of person is a Leitz. Why is he called a Leitz? Because a Leitz is an acronym for Lamdin Tzaddik. He's a Lamdin and a Tzaddik. So a Leitz, says the Pasuk, Al Techeach Leitz, the Pasuk in Mishlei, in Proverbs, says, don't give Musa to a Leitz. A guy who's both a Tzaddik and a Lamdin, don't waste your breath, because you're not gonna get through to him. So the says the Hafla, that's what Kerach said. Ki chola eda kulam kedoshim. The entire eda are kedoshim. So ubisachem Hashem, the all of Hashem. So he says they're kedoshim and tzaddikim. There's no averis. There's third Torah scholars. So you know, forget it. Says the Medrash. Says the Hafla, uva moishav leitzim lo yashav. Don't sit down with leitzim like that. You know who that is? That's Kerach Vadose. That's Kerach and his courts. And the Mepharshim point out that what led Kerach to his downfall was the fact that he was a scholar. His Torah ended up being his, what was the Vayikach Kerach, that the Pasuk says, what was it? And it says, Vispalan Kerach, that's the Targum. His Torah scholarship was corrupt, and as a result, it led him to do corrupt things. You know, the Rokeach, Zerishin, says, Vayikach Kerach, it says, Shalomad Kerach. Kerach was a scholar, and that's what when you take compare it to rain, you take rain and you pour it on weeds, it grows weeds. Pour it on an apple tree, it grows good apples. So due to the fact that he was says Yaref Kimota Likhi, Pasuk says, let my lekach, my Torah, flow like mota, like rain. Rain will cause to grow whatever it's poured onto. So this becomes Perek Lamed Beis, and of course you could well imagine that the in Chabad they're very busy with the fact that it's the Lev of Tanya. The Perek Lamed Beis is all about Ahavas Yisrael, and it becomes they say that Ahavas Yisrael Amot Lib De Tata Amot Lib De Kinde. If you love the father, you love the children. If you find somebody who can't love other Jews, they are lacking in Ahavas Hashem, because if you love the father, you love the children. So next week we have this as a Maranaim here. There's a Priya Aretz. There's a Gevald of Geshmak Raid. We'll see how the other Talmid of Hashem process the concept of Ahavas Yisrael.